Great words lead us to great thoughts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Great words lead us to great thoughts. I've always enjoyed Goethe's writing. He's a rather remarkable man. And he wrote, "Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willingness is not enough. We must do." How often our dreams go astray because we don't apply them. We don't do them. We think of our dreams and we think of the desires of our heart. We think of all the wonderful things that make up our life and we wonder, what is that all about? What is that all about? What is it that makes up our life? Well, certainly we do have a lot of dreams. We do have a lot of desires. We do have a lot of wants. We do have a lot of attitudes that would say to us, if we would follow through on these attitudes, great and wonderful things would happen to us. But do we follow through on these attitudes? Do we follow through on our dreams? Let's just say we have a dream for a happy friendship with a friend of ours. We have a friend. We've known them for years, and we're on the outs right now. For some reason or other, we are disagreeing with each other. We sort of snicker at each other and think each other is silly and foolish. And we think that we are the important ones, and our opinion is more important than our friend's opinion, and our friend isn't worthy of really being a friend anymore. And then we stop and think. And we stop and think, and we know better than that. We know that our friend has been with us through thick and thin through years, and we've been good friends for a long time, and that whatever it was that made us feel a little unhappy right now, that too will pass like it always does. But why should it have to be there in the first place? Why should we doubt ourselves and doubt our friend? Now, the perfect marriage is made up of two people who delight in each other's company. End. Perfect friendship is made up of two people who delight in each other's company. Now, it's not a matter that we tell each other what to do, how to do it, that we look at each other and we say, you're not doing the right thing, you're doing wrong things there. It's not judgment. Perfect friendship is really unconditional love. Just like a perfect marriage is really unconditional love. But like Goethe says, knowing is not enough, we must apply. We know that our perfect relationships come from keeping our nose in our own business. We know our perfect friendships come from enjoying each other's company, delighting in each other's company and not feeling that we've got to tell the other how to live their life. Oh my. That comes in the second phrase that Goethe gave us. Willingness is not enough. We must do. We can be willing to let the other person be, let the other person think what they want to think and attitude. But we have only one responsibility, not to let the other person think what they want to think. We have the responsibility to think what we want to think. Now, what do we think? Let's say our friend wants us to go to a bar, and we are not interested in the bar. We've long given that up as a useless occupation. And we don't say to our friend, we don't go to bars anymore. We don't say that anymore. We don't say that at all. We just don't go. We say, hey, let's go to a movie, or let's go out in the park, or let's go for a canoe down the river. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, haven't thought of that for a long time. Okay? Willing is not enough. We must do. Okay, come on, let's go. Oh, where's the canoe? Well, we'll rent one. Oh, heck, let's buy one. Okay, let's buy one. And so we go and buy a canoe at the sports store. And we take the canoe to the river, and we canoe down the river, and we have a great old time. Then it comes time to canoe back up the river to get back to our car. And the river is a fairly swift river, and it's not that much fun. And we know it's not enough, but we got to apply it. We've got to canoe, paddle back up that river. So we say to our friend, "I'm just not really into paddling back up that river." And our friend says, "Well, tell you the truth, neither am I. Tell you the truth, I'd rather walk than paddle a canoe. Oh, come on now. Let's take the canoe and pull it in over there by that house and ask those people if we can leave it there while we call a cab and go back to our car and come and pick it up. Hey, that's not a bad idea. So, now we have to go and do it. Willingness is not enough. We have to go do it. So we pull in along the edge of the river and the house, and we go to the door and we say, "May we leave our canoe here? We're too tired to row it back up the creek, and we want to go get a cab to get our car, which is back a couple miles." And the people say, "Well, hey, we're going uptown in just a few minutes. We'll give you a ride. Happy to do that. And you can leave the canoe right there and come back and pick it up and know it'll be perfectly fine." Well, thank you very much. Knowing is not enough. We must apply it. And willing is not enough. We must act. Now, how are we acting in this situation? Our friend said, if we'd gone to a bar, we'd had a drink, and we could have walked back, and no problem. But now, here we are miles from our car. But look, we got a ride back to our car. We didn't even have to get a cab. But we could have got a cab. We can afford it. That's not the point. We go buy a canoe when we want a canoe, rather than rent a canoe. Well, hey, we do lots of fun things together. Sure. And the fun things are so varied. Let's see if every time we get together, and we get together at least once or twice a week, every time we get together, let's do something that's exciting, and let's do something that's fun. Let's do something that's sort of different. You know, do things that are really nice. And our friend says to us, "Hey, you know, that's a new way of looking at it. We haven't really thought much about it. We just always went to the bar, and it's getting kind of old." And so, when we start thinking new thoughts, when we, instead of saying, "I don't want to go here and I don't want to go there," say, "I do want to go here and I do want to go there. I do want this experience and I do want that experience." Hey, how about that? Isn't that an exciting way to look at life? My goodness, yes. Well, we have the privilege of having a wonderful, rewarding, fulfilling, exciting life every moment of our life if we choose. And if we don't choose, then we don't choose to have that exciting moment every moment of our life. But what is it that you want out of life? What is it that I want? If I look at my friends and I see all of my friends with unconditional love, and rather than not wanting to do things with them, offering suggestions of things to do, things to go, things to be. Be an unconditionally loving friend. Be an unconditionally loving being that is sharing life. Oh my. You know, that's a wonderful way to look at life. And I think that's the way I'm going to do it from now on, because that's just too wonderful to not do. So, my dear friends, with me, be an unconditionally loving friend, an unconditionally loving spouse, an unconditionally loving person of yourself, as I am of myself. I love you. I love you. I love you.